was your wonderful meeting yesterday?
Good. Nothing like it. 6 o'clock in the morning. Having to try to explain everything from the previous day.
Remember back that far?
Usually that's why I try to go in, at least give me a little detail so I know what I'm talking about.
From that one.
Surprises that crept up there in the night shift run.
We have all kinds of issues, and that mostly right now we got people issues, not enough of them.
Out or because they're having trouble getting people in?
Yeah, having trouble getting people in.
Yeah, we still dealing with some of that at work. I mean, right now there are two contract companies that are working to bring people in. And, you know, they kind of pull from the same pool a little bit because you'll see people leave one company and go to the other one doing the same jobs. It's so weird, but, yeah, I mean, we're struggling with that as well, although we can run pretty good. It just gets a little tight every once in a while.
Don't have anybody can pass the background check.
That's great.
Tried to be able to do a, like, a FBI background check, like, to be able to pass for, like, a CWP or something. If you can't do that, you're not going to make it.
Just because of the chemicals that y'all have?
So, and that's you know, we have all kinds of materials you can use to make bombs and stuff like that. I mean, we got materials in the plant that stay locked up and only certain people can get to them.
I can understand that, why you need a more stringent background check.
I went to get on my 401k the first time. I said, well, I didn't answer these security questions. No, I didn't set up these questions. These questions came from my background check. I couldn't even pass my own darn questions.
That's pretty bad when you don't even know the answers to those, your own questions.
About which one of these addresses did you live at 40 years ago? Damn, I don't know. I've lived in 40 places in 10 different states.
Being a challenge if you've lived in that many places. Today, you got any big plans for the weekend?
Kentucky on Saturday morning, coming back on Monday.
Visit your family?
His daughter and granddaughter.
Yes, that's good. That's a I'm thankful that most of my family stays close enough that I don't have to do that, but you never know what happens in the future.
We're all spread out. You know, I got a son up in Michigan, had a son in Canada. This one's in Kentucky, and now I got a couple in Anderson.
Have you got to see the one in Canada in a while?
Canada, he passed away about, I guess it's been about 8 years now.
One of my employees in my old area, he couldn't go see his dad the whole time COVID was going on because it was so locked down up there compared to down here. Man, it was crazy.
There a few times. I think we went up there to Tulsa 3 times and that, but it's, I don't know if you've ever been to Toronto, but that's such a huge city.
Been up there. I mean, I know a little bit about it. Know, through whatever or talking to somebody, but I think it'd be an awesome place to go visit. I don't know if I'd want to live there now, but I definitely wouldn't mind going to visit.
Terrible up there. It's like riding from Spartanburg to Anderson and never getting out of the city.
Man, that's great.
Like, you know, going through the city, it'll be like a 4-lane, you know, kind of like Wade Hampton or whatever. But then in the left lanes, there's the trolley, you know what I mean? But you can also park in the right lanes. You're booking on down through there, and all of a sudden there's parked cars. It's just all messed up. And they discourage you from driving. They want you to take public transportation.
Hey, what's up,
to Germany again. It was all about taking public transportation everywhere.
Chandler, KN4 TFW. Yeah, it was going to cost like $300 a year just to park the car on the street in front of your house. But, I mean, we took walked down Andrew Street, took the trolley down to the bus, and the bus to the subway over to Wally World, and then had to come back. Taking the subway, Susan's a little bit claustrophobic, and I thought she was going to go redneck on this lady.
Yeah, I can imagine. And when I was in Germany, everybody bundled up all the time. Those people were scared to death of any kind of wind or air moving or anything. And they give me my funny looks because I'd be sitting on the subway. I'd take my jacket off and everything else. And it's just, I don't know. It's just crazy the way different societies are. But, yeah, everywhere you went, you took either the bus or walked to the substation and got on. That's the way you got around. Come on, Chandler, jump on in here and change the subject if you want.
Sitting here laughing at that last comment, she almost went redneck on somebody. I thought that was hilarious.
Those videos where everybody's trying to pack into a train and they're pushing and pushing and the door's closing on you. Well, dang, that's how it was. And the lady told my wife, "You're going to have to move." She says, "Where do you want me to go?" Like, oh, man, when she said that, yeah, we fixing to be in big trouble in the wrong country.
At that point, I said, "Calm down, honey, calm down, calm down. Easy now. Breathe now."
I have a cool thing up there under the city. There's like 19 miles of city under the city. I mean, it's like being in a big mall. You can actually come out of your apartment, go down to there, and then go travel to the grocery store or to your work and everything and never come up out of the bottom of the city.
I know it took, obviously I was in Germany for 2 weeks. We were there about a week and a half. And we finally walked to up underneath where the main train depot is to go to the subway. And I didn't realize the area was there. And they had McDonald's and Subway and everything else. I'm like, holy crap, I've been here for a week and a half and ain't nobody told me this is down here.
It's like being in a big mall. You just walk down through there and then it'll, all of a sudden there'll be a huge food court and it'll tell you you're at the intersection of this road and you can go up there if you want. And that, it was just like 19 miles of mall.
The difference is in the infrastructure.
The rental car. That, but I never could find a gas station that was open in the evening to fill it up.
So, you both have been to Germany? Both have visited another country, right?
That Kim was talking about going to, or being in Canada, and I was talking about being in Germany. Just with the subway systems and the buses and trolleys and different things like that they have that we don't generally have down here.
So, let me ask you this. Since you're talking about subway systems and underground shops and stuff like that, I know this is kind of pointless to be into stuff like this that doesn't exist anymore for some tragic reasons, but have any of you ever been to the original World Trade Center complex in New York?
New York and on the subway and that long before they had that. I've been to the top of the Empire State Building before they had the glass wall all the way around it when you could lean over the edge and look down.
Not being the New York City. That's not one place I've ever really wanted to visit.
Up at the Statue of Liberty up there to the Crown, and that we went, I guess I was a young teenager when Dad and them went up there, but we kind of lived up in that area anyway, so.
I've always been obsessed with the Twin Towers. I don't know why, I like stuff like that.
about too big for me now.
Saying they might pull them free. Every time I turn around, they rip something else up. Build more houses or apartments.
Can use me.
KO4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. This is KO4WWC for ID with KO4CEF and KN4TFW.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Say, I don't ever want to go back to New York either. I went when I was a young kid. Didn't impress me. I wasn't interested. And yeah, Greer's too big, and Bavard, where I live, is getting too big for me anymore.
She's dying to go to New York. She's like, can I go? Can me and my sister go? And I'm like, I think you're stupid if you want to go, especially nowadays. But I have no desire to go.
I just can't see a good reason to visit that place.
I got there since early 90s when my grandfather passed away.
I'm just curious, what's so wrong with New York?
It's the city itself. I don't think I'd like the city. I mean, now, like I said, when I was in Germany, it was in Munich, so it wasn't that bad. It was just a normal city, but I don't think I'd want anything to do with New York now. Upstate New York, I've heard a lot of good things about. You know, once you get outside of the actual city, it's not as bad, but I still, there's really nothing there that interests me.
In here, and you know, just all the people, everybody packed in there like sardines and that. I mean, I can remember I went up as a teenager to see my grandmother in New Jersey, driving my pickup truck, and when the road says no trucks, that counts pickup trucks.
Same for me. Too many people just packed in there like sardines, the crime rate. I don't like it. I get tense when I get around that many people. So I'm done. I'm out.
Traffic up there out here is bad too.
Like most big cities, though, they try to avoid driving anywhere. You probably have to take a car, or bus, or, not a car, but a bus or something like that, the subway, of course.
Way up there when I was a kid.
I'm right now, I don't think I'd want to.
I carry a gun on my side if I went to New York.
New York.
Yeah, gun laws there or something?
Hold on.
That's just that's just un-American.
A little different once you get away from here.
I'll stay down here in the good old South. Curious, I asked the question earlier, has any of you ever been to the original World Trade Center complex?
Nope, not me. Left before they built it.
I was too little to know what it was, and before I could get the chance to go see the original one, the nasty Arabs knocked them down. I do want to go see the new one, though.
Again, I see the planets you were talking about yesterday, this morning. Big, great, big view.
Two of them right over the moon, and then there's another one about twice as far to the right.
I see them. Looking right at them.
They're visible. I can't remember what all they are now.
One to the left of Venus, to the left of the moon, I believe that is Jupiter. And then the one real far to the right, I'm thinking that that's Mars. But it was another one. There was two more out there earlier in the month.
Yeah, sky, there are four planets. Jupiter and Venus are near the moon. If you can follow the orbital plane, you'll see Mars a little bit further, maybe harder to see, and Saturn's a little bit further to the right. So in between Venus, it should be really bright, Jupiter above the moon, Mars kind of sits in there.
Man, that's pretty nice. I read somewhere about some asteroid that was supposed to fly by.
If you think about it, so Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn will continue on around the orbital plane, but Venus will actually set here in a little bit because it's on the inside of the orbital plane.
Saying Jupiter's going to stick around?
Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all on the outside. They'll continue around, but Venus, since it's on the inside, we only see a small portion of it come up over the horizon and go back down. So it's only up for a little while, usually in the mornings is about the only time you can see it, sometimes in the afternoon, but it only comes up so far over the horizon and then it sets again.
Roger. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I can see all four of them now. You just draw a line between the two above the moon and keep following that line out. You'll go about twice that distance and see one, and then go about twice that again, and there's another one. But you kind of got to stare at it just for a minute, and then you'll be able to see it.
Well, I can only see the two above the moon right now.
They're a lot higher in the sky.
That's why I can't see them. Gentlemen, I might say 7-3 and walk on in the plant, so y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening when I get off work. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Greetings, Andrew. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
Greetings, Andrew. KO4WWC.
KN4TFW.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Chandler. Just driving into work, or driving to the tool truck.
Y'all need drivers?
I missed that one, Chandler.
Does Matt K need more drivers?
Longer hours?
No, I'm asking if your company needs new drivers.
Well, we don't work for Matco. I own it, so they're always looking for new franchise owners.
Cool.
Is that LK? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Shane. KN4WWZ.
Good morning, Shane. You're out early. KN4TFW.
I was going to say the same thing. You're out early. You had your tea yet?
Assuming the part about being out, I'm still sitting here at my desk, and yes, I'm working on my second cup, Patrick. Hey, good morning to you.
Wait a minute. I can see the sky now. I can see the crescent moon, and you can see very bright objects just above it. Would that be the planet you're talking about? 20 is which?
The one is Venus, the one on the right, and the other one is Jupiter, the one on the left.
This is really cool.
Flying between them and keep going up, you'll see Mars and Saturn.
Okay. Well, I can only see the two right now. It's about to get sunrise, so they're probably going to fade out here soon.
High in the sky, and they'll be a lot smaller.
That, thank you. I'll keep my eye out.
Shane?
Trying to wake up, and I made a contact with a French station just a little bit ago. Wasn't too strong, but was able to make the contact, so that was fun. and I got to leave here in a little bit and take my daughter's car over to a transmission shop. Patrick, I'm going to use uncles of Tim from Greenville Transmission. I've used them before, and he actually, I talked to him about it, and he said it wasn't the transmission, it was an electrical problem inside the transmission. They have to replace a part there, but said it'd be safe to drive. I've already got it on a trailer, though, so I'm just going to tow it over there.
What's up? You're going to be unloading it in the turning lane, because you won't get in the parking lot.
Thinking about that. I might take it down to the bio, or to where the Chick-fil-A is, unload it there, and, or maybe across the street. I'm not sure. I forgot about that.
Okay, Shane.
Somebody with you?
Must be me. You know where I'm talking about, right? In Malden, Advanced Transmission.
The transmission shop. I thought you were talking about the Tim Greenville Transmission on Cedar Lane Road.
The guys where I'm taking it to, they're Tim and Tim's uncles. His dad used to own Greenville Transmission, and two of his uncles run one in Malden called Advanced Transmission.
Where you're talking about down there now, but that's not the one I was thinking about.
For Greenville Transmission. Anyway, let's see. Pick it up, Ken. N4ZLK.
At work, he was looking for a transmission shop. But he's got a really old Volvo. I mean, this thing's like in pristine condition, but transmission went out. So the only place that had parts for it was Amoco over there in Taylor's.
Here, I gotta start getting ready. Chandler, good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a good day. Patrick, Ken, and maybe we'll talk to you all later. N4ZLK.
Shane, and I'm gonna have to make the jump, fellas. KO4HK.
73 Shane, KO4WWZ.
73 Shane, have a good one and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW. Patrick, I'll meet John over there this morning.
73 Chandler, I'll talk to you.
Patrick.
73 Chandler.